core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Former Vice President Joe Biden there making it official this morning with an ad focused on the 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and the president's response to that. Biden is running, and let's get reaction from the Democratic strategist, Bill Press. Hi, Bill.
Jeremy, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Doing well. And Biden is doing well already before he got in. He's sort of at the top of the national polls on the Democratic side. He's got a lot of name recognition. How do you think his entrance, though, changes this race?
Well, I think he comes in as the clear front runner in this race. Even before he entered, he was. He is a strong force, I believe, that everybody else is going to have to contend with. I find it very interesting, as I talk to Democrats around the country, because with all the excitement about the new faces and the young faces and women running and people of color running, there's still sort of a yearning for somebody solid and steady and almost old-fashioned, right? And that is Joe Biden.
Well, what do you think about the fact that instead of talking about his upbringing, his connection to Pennsylvania, his time as vice president, that he used this announcement video to talk about what happened in Charlottesville and President Trump's response to it?
Actually, I was a little surprised. The more I thought about it, the more I thought it was strategically very important for Biden, because he focused, yes, on Charlottesville, yes, on Donald Trump, but he used that as a bridge to really talk about American values, American character. And that does tie back to his roots in Scranton. But I think you're going to hear that from Joe Biden, that Donald Trump, rather than policy by policy by policy differing with him, is just out of step with who we as Americans really are. And that's why we have to have a change. And he's the one who can deliver that change. We're going to hear lots of his about his humble roots in Scranton. Mm-hmm. Starting Monday in Pittsburgh.
Do you think that his age is a weakness for him? He's 76. He's not the oldest candidate in the race. That would be Bernie Sanders, who is 77. But is his age something he's going to have to contend with?
Well, you know, he's younger than Ringo Starr.
Ringo's not running, though.
No, but he's older than Mick Jagger. So, you know, go figure. I think the age issue was kind of dashed once and for all by Bernie Sanders in 2016, who was the oldest person in the race, the oldest person ever to run among the Democrats, and got more of the millennial votes than anybody else.
And by the way, by Donald Trump, who's in his 70s as well, and oldest president
exactly.
We've ever had.
So I don't think I think age is not an issue anymore.
What about some of the other things that people see as Biden's weaknesses? He's got to answer for a record in the Senate that goes back decades and includes many positions that are at odds with the Democratic base. Right now, he voted for the Iraq War. He was instrumental in the Anita Hill hearing. He supported the 1994 crime bill. Is it going to be possible for him to get past all of that?
I believe so. You and I could go down the litany of those things. Every candidate so far has something they have to almost apologize for, right? Whether it's Kamala Harris with being such a tough prosecutor, Kirsten Gillibrand for Al Franken, you know, you can go down the list. The thing that I hear most from Democrats, Jeremy, is they're looking for the person who can beat Donald Trump. And I think that's Joe Biden's strength. Look, it's not going to be automatic for him. But I think people do see him as someone who is tested, who is solid, who is steady, who can take on Donald Trump. And if that's the case, all these other issues will fade in light of that one.
How do you think that Biden is going to do among African-Americans in the Democratic Party, which are such an important part of the base?
He's got some, you know, Delaware has a large African-American population. Joe Biden is very well beloved there. He's got real deep roots in South Carolina. I think he's worked the field, and that will reap to his benefit this time.
Now, another thing that we should remember about Joe Biden is that this is not the first time he's run for president. He ran in 1988. Yes. He, by the way, when Democratic candidate Pete Buttigieg was in kindergarten, he also dropped out of the 2008 race after coming in fifth place in Iowa. Can this time be different than those other two times that he tried and failed?
That is the big question. I think the one weakness about Joe Biden is not these policy positions we talked about. It's that he has never proven to be that strong a national candidate. This is the third time. The first two times were embarrassing, actually. Remember, he almost moved to Iowa, right? I think he got his citizenship in Iowa the last time and came in fifth. Yes, he won as vice president twice because Barack Obama won, right? It was Barack Obama that pulled him through. So we've yet to see Joe Biden show strength as a national candidate. That's going to be the real test. And I think we'll see that pretty soon in the first debate and in his first forays out on the stump as his own man running for president.
One more thing, Bill. Do you think that the Democrats, now that there are so many in the race, and who knows, maybe more people will get in, that they're going to tear each other
apart?
God, let's
hope not.
Well, do you think that they're going to tear each other apart in this primary contest, go after each other for things that they did in the past and make a big deal out of certain things that happened in the past to the point that they'll weaken each other, whoever ends up facing President Trump?
Well, I know that President Trump tweeted this morning kind of warning Joe Biden that it's going to get nasty. Mm-hmm. The candidates that I've talked to and the candidates that I've seen and heard, I think they're going to do everything they can to avoid that. Because, again, the primary mission of everybody is to defeat Donald Trump. Clearly, they're going to have to, and they're going to want to, and they're going to have to distinguish themselves from others. But I think it'll be at the policy level, not at the personal attack level. And I think it could hurt anybody who tries to get nasty.
That is Democratic strategist Bill Press. Bill, thanks as always. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Jeremy.